AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. According to court papers filed in Santa Fe, New Mexico, yesterday afternoon, an assistant director handed Alec Baldwin a loaded weapon, indicating it was safe to use moments before the actor fatally shot cinematographer Helena Hutchins as they were filming a scene from Rust, a film starring and produced by Baldwin. Neither he nor the assistant director knew the gun was loaded with live ammunition. Director Joel Souza, who was standing behind Hutchins, was wounded in the shoulder. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says progress is being made in negotiations between congressional Democrats and the White House on the president's big $2 trillion social services and climate change programs.
Progress here is a historic package that will put in place systems and programs that have never existed in our society before. So I think what you're seeing is that we're getting closer. We're into the nitty-gritty details. There is agreement about some fundamental investments in our society.
The president noted that the final plan would no longer provide no-cost community college, but he hopes to increase Pell Grants to compensate for that loss. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is optimistic votes could begin early next week. The Supreme Court leaves in place for now the Texas law that bans most abortions. The justice is also agreeing to hear arguments in the case November 1st. The new law bars abortions once cardiac activity is detected, usually around 6 weeks and before some women know they're pregnant. Mark Heron, attorney for the Center for Reproductive Rights, sees the law as a threat to federal court and basic rights.
If a state like Texas can evade federal court review, any state could prohibit the exercise of any fundamental constitutional right.
The court says arguments will focus on whether the Justice Department and abortion providers can sue and obtain a court order that effectively prevents the law from being enforced. This is AP News. Now that the $300 federal weekly pandemic unemployment boost is over, the AP has found people off the job for the most part are still off the job.
Business leaders and Republican governors insisted the supplemental payments provided a disincentive to working. The $300 a week federal check on top of regular state jobless aid meant many received more in benefits than they earned at their old jobs. Cutting it off, the argument went, would bring people off the sidelines to take the millions of jobs employers have been desperate to fill. But an AP analysis finds workforces in states that maintained the payment actually grew slightly more than in the 25 states that cut it off early. The federal aid ended nationally September 6th, yet America's overall workforce actually shrank that month. I'm Ben Thomas.
The jobs remain open for a variety of reasons. Older workers speeding up their retirements. Others are far more selective about new jobs, including wages, working conditions, and benefits. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.